have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment.
Some people hate me. My daddy is king, his daddy is king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can't shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings, I know what matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me. I'm breaking their curse, now that I'm free. No longer in bondage, I'm paying homage to the ones who before me went up in glory. My spirit is shining, I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk in the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. I'm a son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is, freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it, I'm amazing.
For the birds, tongues out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Driving with my windows down, then I make the left turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still bother to be a blessing me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the ages three. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later I made it feel underrated though. Hit my shot like the Fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a bills out the pay that don't wanna miss a low. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's flipping on the federals. Now I'm gonna miss you something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are acceptable.
I'm amazing. All about queen, I'm amazing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome to the Beyond the Radio. Thank you so much. You're so kind. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your coach, your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. We got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. I hope you're ready. I know I'm ready. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. Thank you. You know how we do it. You know, every time we come on here, you already know we are prayed for. We are ready. So we just come on in. That's right. Shout out to Kenny Kim. With that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. What's up, David? Thank you. You're too kind. What's up, Coach David, the Elations family, and the listeners? Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you guys, and I am also excited about this show.
Yes. I'm ready for a wonderful show myself, Coach Shay. That's right. Happy you had a great week. Yes. So you also shot a thing for the Red Room. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. You know, it's been a while. I try to do the tapings as often as I possibly can. But you know, with our schedule, listen, we're already in quarter two, Q2, Q1's gone. January, February, March, and so. So I hadn't had an opportunity to actually do the tapings, and so I spent all morning on yesterday doing some taping. Shout out to Jerry Voice Live Worldwide, a.k.a. The Batman, Positive Power Network, and The Weekend Channel. We spent some time together yesterday just doing some taping. It was encouraging, good to see some of the out-of-the-box thinking the channels are going through. It gives you a chance to be a bit more diverse, Coach David. And so we talked about a lot. So these next couple of episodes, we're talking about a lot. So that was pretty fun. You know, there's never a dull moment with Beyond the Fence and the family. And so I'm excited about these episodes coming up and what people think about them.
Awesome. And I'm just like those, like our listeners, you know, and the people who do tune in. I'm ready to hear it myself. So, shout out to you, Coach Shay. Shout out to Jerry Roy. Shout out to the Red Room because you have been putting in major work. That's right. And y'all make sure y'all check that Red Room out. That's right. So, Coach Shay, you ready for this?
I am.
So with that being said, can I get another drum roll for Coach Shay? Oh, there goes the comedian, Beyond the Fence, funny man, Tommy Two Toes. Are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two toes, how you
going on,
brother?
Oh man, it was cool, man. But I had to mess with my doctor, man.
I had to play a little joke on him because my doctor told me he don't think I can make him laugh. So I waited for a couple of more doctor visits before I pulled my prank on him.
Okay.
I told the doctor because, you know, he asked some questions. So I was like, hey, yeah, doc, man, I have a baby on the way, and I don't believe it's my baby. And he's like, why? Hmm. I looked at the ultrasound, and I saw legs. And he busted out laughing, so I said, I told you I could make you laugh, doc. That would definitely make somebody laugh. And for you who don't know Tommy Two Toes, he is a amputee where both his legs are gone. And that's why we always stress it. He have went beyond his fence. He did not allow his legs to be the legs gone. He didn't allow it to, it may be a detour, but he didn't allow himself to fail in life. That's right. So if you don't know him, he is a amputee with both legs gone, and he's in prosthetics, and guess what? He's still made a way to win. That's right. Shout out to you, Tommy Two Toes, and yes, that is funny. For the ones who know you, they definitely get that, you know, because, of course, the baby has legs. He does.
Right.
So, you know, if it had been metal legs inside the baby, then you knew.
Right.
It had to be yours. That's right. Them little bionic legs, them little electronic knee pads. It got, oh, Lord, the kneecaps, the metal kneecaps. Do he is.
Hey, calm down, Coach David. Calm down. There's only one comedian on the show.
Okay. All right. So let's go, y'all. Let's do it. I'm excited about tonight. I want to talk about the power of manifestation. Men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, I'm telling you, the power of manifestation, we all have that ability. And I always say this, it's in the beginning. God created us in his image and his likeness for one. So that means we have the ability to create just like God. That's right. You might not can't create the sun, the moon, and the stars, but you definitely can create a great life for yourself. So when it comes to the power of manifestation, when you read in the Bible, life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? Then you also read in the Bible, faith, right? You gotta have that. They say, now faith. Things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So when you're speaking over your life, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, if you speak life, you're going to receive life. If you speak death, you're going to receive the negative part of your lifestyle. Why? Because you're manifesting it. Not only are you manifesting it with your mouth, you're commanding it with your mouth and manifesting it with your thoughts. Your thoughts and your mouth all have power together because your thoughts, our whole body is made of energy. That's why when we die, you know, your body may deteriorate, but your spirit continue to go, which is your consciousness. Your consciousness is going to live. Your body go back to the dirt. Because we're made of energy, we're spiritual beings in this avatar body, whatever you trust the most, it's going to manifest itself based on your thought patterns. And because of your thought patterns, it's going to manifest through your mouth because you're going to speak the negative. If you don't believe you can be great, then you won't be great. That's where your faith come in, things hope for. You got to hope for it. And watch this. You got to believe it wholeheartedly. You cannot have no doubt that you're at least capable of doing what's necessary for to manifest the greatness in your life. Coach Shea, you want to expand on that? Coach Shay.
Oops, I'm here. I was talking away. This is a very amazing topic tonight to talk about the power of manifestation. You know, even in Proverbs 23, that word says, so as a man thinks in his heart, he is. And it's almost like, you know, when we start talking about certain things, I remember when I first met you, I used to say certain things like, it just fell in my lap. I was like, it just fell in my lap. And one day, maybe 3 or 4 months after really getting to know me or knowing me, you were like, you stop saying that it just fell in your lap. You worked for it. And, you know, we teach these things. Our thoughts, our spirit thoughts, we think these things first. And so we go out, we work for these things. We do what we know we may be purposed to do. Sometimes it might be just a great idea. You know, we're going to try this. But it goes back to how you talk about the little engine that could. Or it goes back to Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. Just having that paradigm shift and understanding, like, I am what I speak. I can do my song, Believe in Yourself. Everything that we talk about around us can actually, you know, it can create the narrative for what our lives look like. I'm going to say something a little bit transparent. I always do, but I like to say these type of things because I want people to identify with real life examples, but I also want people to know that we are real people and we experience things as well. And so I remember a long time ago, and I'm getting back to doing that, but I remember a long time ago, I was a very optimistic individual. And so every time something bad happened, I always put a good thing. In fact, I have Monday motivational moments that are out there on YouTube that people can still watch. But I took a bad thing, and I would always turn that thing into a good thing, regardless of what it was. But I remember about a year and a half ago, my two daughters and I, we just weren't seeing eye to eye. For whatever reason, it just seemed like it was just getting worse. And I kept saying that. Y'all, I kept saying it. It's getting worse. I remember talking to my mom, and I was like, it's getting worse. Coach David, I used to talk to you about it, and they're like, it's getting worse. And I might have talked to some friends about it and was like, I don't know what's happening, but it's getting worse. And one day I was out for a walk, you guys, and I just remembered me saying, it's getting worse. And it really was. And so I said, if I have the power and the authority, what comes out of my mouth is that powerful, that it was truly getting worse, what would happen if I said the reverse of that, it's getting better? And if I kept saying that, it's getting better, and I remember just knowing when I was thinking that way, that's how things were. Although we went through the challenges we went through, when I was thinking that way, that's how we were. And so I just started saying, every day, it's getting better. Every day, it's getting better. I started sowing those seeds. Literally, I started sending them text messages. I said, every day, it's getting better. Every day, it's getting better. Bit by bit, I could see change happening. It wasn't 100%, but I challenge people today, tonight, to think about that. What have you been speaking over your life? What have you been speaking over family members' lives? What have you been speaking over your friends' lives? Which do you speak over your job? If you're late every day, are you going to be like, I'm getting fired? I'm getting fired. Right, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes?
Yes.
Like, you wake up, you're like,
right,
they're going to fire
right.
me. You speaking, so Tommy Two Toes, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Power of manifestation, huh? And I think apparently my future ex-girlfriend didn't pay the bill because I think my power is off. You know what I mean? won't nothing go positive for me. I'm trying, though. I'm trying.
Yes, sir. So what do you think of, so when the power of manifestation, when it comes to your life, Tommy Two Toes, is there things, because you been an amputee, you had to make yourself keep going, and you didn't give up. So that power of manifestation had to, you know, you had to have courage in your life in order to continue to do what you're doing. So when it comes to power of manifestation, how do you look at that yourself in your personal life?
Well, basically, the way I look at it is the fact of seeing others that are, you know, dealing with the same situation or dealing with something similar, but they are actually maybe have less on their plate to, you know, to deal with, as far as they have more going on than I do, and they're able to survive. So what I try to do is just keep a positive mindset, because I understand it could always be worse, but I'm not going to think that way. So what I always want to do is, first of all, count my blessings and ask for the guidance and think that things are going to be better, because of I'm going to make better decisions now than I have in the past. So that way I can stay positive. And that's the manifestation that I try to use.
Yeah, and I like that, man. I come to realize this when it comes to happiness and sadness. Like, you have people to say that they're so unhappy with their life. They're so unhappy with their life. They're so unhappy with their life. The reason why most people, I believe, is unhappy with their life is because life is not going like they designed it in their minds at one point in time.
Uh-huh.
They may have thought something was going to happen the way they hoped it would happen. And when it's not happening the way that they hoped it would happen, then that's a sadness. But I'm going to tell you, if everything just continued to go like they really thought it would go in their mind and the way they do it, and when it's actually taking place and manifesting, guess what they're going to do? They're going to be happy about that. They're going to be happy. So a person, that's why I said with the balance part, you can speak it into existence, but you got to believe as well. You got to trust and have courage. You got to be courageous. You got to really have confidence that what you say is going to happen is going to happen. If you at your job, you at the workplace, you say, no, you know what, I'm going to get a better job than this. I'm going to get a better job than this. Here's the thing. You know you're going to get a better job because you work responsibly. And you do the right thing at work. No, we ain't talking about you calling in every day. No, we ain't talking about you got a 40 hours, you doing 30 because you always calling in. No. We ain't talking to you if you late all the time. No, because now you're not living righteously. You're not doing the most responsible thing. So you're getting out of it what you're putting into life. So you got negative energy come in. You ain't even doing the most responsible thing. You ain't managing your life properly. So how could you expect an increase when you ain't putting in the work to gain increase? But if you know you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, everything you're following, all the laws at your job that you're supposed to do, you doing it correctly and to the best of your ability, that energy source is going to go out. And when you say, I'm going to get a better job, it's because you are a better version of yourself. You know how hard you work. And guess what? You're either going to get a promotion on that job or you're going to get a better job. That's how life goes. Bad, evil, negative, it will not prevail. Unless you allow it.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm thinking about just different things that you could do, just as you were saying that, thinking of the scripture again, faith without work is dead. And so if you're working it and you're speaking it, that's a part of working it. Every day I'm working it. You wake up, you start saying the same thing to yourself every day. And it could be something small, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, for a person who always wakes up late. Literally, you can say, I'm going to get up earlier tomorrow. But if you don't do or take the proper steps to get up in the morning early, then you will still wake up late. If you don't go to bed early enough, if you don't stay off of Facebook, social media until 3 o'clock in the morning, if you don't set an alarm clock, if you are used to coming in, if you are used to waking up at a certain time, maybe do an hour time before. These things you have to do to properly get yourself prepared to do what you need to do. But saying it over and over and over and over and over again allows you to retain and really to become disciplined. And so I just want to encourage people in that, like, not just talking about it, but being about it. I'm going to, you know, you can't say something like, Coach David always says, I'm going to fly. I'm going to grow wings. 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 Not like that. Mm-hmm. Not like something that's going to allow you to, because really the power of manifestation, like you said, Coach David, can be good or bad. If you keep saying negative, you're going to get negative. If you're going to keep saying, this is all, I know this is going to happen. It was in my gut. My mom has a habit of saying that. It was in my gut. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. Sometimes it's a behavioral thing. You know it just because of a person's behavior pattern, but sometimes it could be that middle-of-the-night phone call that you just knew something happened, right? She used to mm-hmm. say that about my brother. She would say, I felt something in my gut or felt something in my heart. And, like, she would call me, I'm fine. She would call my one brother, he's fine. Call my other brother, he got locked up that night. So right. It's like, well, mom didn't create that. But some of it is just patterns of people's behavior. So it's like you just know because that's who they are. That's who they've proven themselves to be. That's not manifestation. So just be encouraged tonight that as you begin to hear, and we're going to deep dive in the second half, but as you begin to hear, I'm going to provide some opportunity for you guys to know the power of manifesting and how to start doing that in your life. Because a lot of people might be listening, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, and like, Coach David started off by saying we all have it. And so one thing we do good here on this show is not only talk about it or have great topics, but we really allow you guys to see how to execute it so you can start living that type of life. Tommy Two Toes?
Yeah, when I think back, man, I can remember when my mother used to, every day she'd see me, every chance she got, she would remind me, don't lose my keys. And I started almost repeating it, don't lose the keys, don't lose your keys. And then I would eventually end up losing my keys. So then I start telling her, well, Mama, won't you say, I'm going to receive a financial blessing. We're going to receive a financial blessing. And then next thing I know, I go to the mailbox and I get a letter saying I have paid all my back pay with child support, you know. So that was a financial blessing.
Right. That is. That is. And that's something, you know what I'm saying, because it took your mom to really, like, change the wordage and make it more powerful in your life, you know. Because people do that. Man, I hear people all the time say, man, I can't win for losing. They say they can't win for losing. They can't win for losing. Every time you look up, it's something. They say that. And I got to tell some people, like, when they do that, and I'm pretty sure men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, some of you guys, y'all out there, y'all do it too. You say the same, well, man, it's the same, like, just everything go wrong. Man, it just seems like, I mean, I knew this was going to happen. I knew. I felt it. And when you say that, stop being shocked when it happened then. If you already knew it, don't be shocked. If you say this always happened to you, don't be shocked when it happened. You're manifesting it. That's your power within. But if we take that negative energy and change it into a positive, right? You're going
right.
to manifest the positives. Me, myself, I've learned to say, you know what? I might be having a scary moment or a disappointing moment. I might have a bad moment, but that don't mean I had a bad day. So I don't say, man, I had a terrible day. No, I had a beautiful day, but I might have had a moment that was scary, and I had to pray about it. But that don't mean I had a bad day. I will not curse my day. I want everybody out here who's listening, do not curse your day. Do not curse your spirit. Do not curse your future. Have faith, trust, and believe that it will manifest because you know who you are. God knows who God is. Do you know who you are in God? So second half, we're going to come back. We really going to break this thing down because we want you guys to get it. That's how much we love you.
So with that being said, where the music at?
Where the music at?
It's what you left us with, you magnificent. Lord, you're the best thing to ever happened in my life. You are, you are
magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You magnificent, hey, you made the heavens first. The sun, stars, moon, the whole universe. It spoke existence to this whole planet Earth. It formed man straight up out the dirt. Your fathers gave everything birth. The explanation, how much you were worth. You're living water, so we'll never thirst. Blessed spiritually, although my flesh cursed. Angelic beings are always at work. You invented disciples to create church. You know everything, you don't have to research. You a healer, doctor, surgeon, nurse. You move forward, you don't have to reverse. You just act, you don't have to rehearse. God, to see me through the pain and hurt. It's your mercy to what we deserve. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Man, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You're magnificent, made the oceans and trees. Lakes, ponds, creeks, every water stream. Articulate, creative, everything. Gave us voices so we can all sing. Lord of lords and king of all kings. You taught Joseph how to interpret dreams. You made silver and gold say ching ching. Made every diamond go bling bling. Salvation, you gave it to us for free. You made the summer, fall, winter, and the spring. I'm so proud to be on the winning team. D-E-S-U-S-G-O-D. You made the grass, flowers, roses, trees, fruits and vegetables, and planted all seeds. Perfect in all your ways, yes indeed. This is my letter to thank you for blessing me. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Lord, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me.
Ever happened in my life.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. Everything you did for me is not in vain. I know we live in a crooked and corrupt world, but
in my life.
I appreciate you for all things.
You're
all in all. I just want to tell you, thank you.
I love you.
Yes. You appreciate everything. Deep within my heart. I love you. Amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Dave Samuels, and I'm in the building with your host, Coach David Benton, and the co-host, comedian, Tommy Two Toes. Before we get back into this show, I want to go ahead and give a great big shout-out to our sponsor. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are in the market for a quality voiceover, if you heard the voiceover at the start of the show, that was Paula G. If you did not hear, you're going to have to catch the playback. But if you are a music or program director at a radio station, internet, terrestrial, you name it, Paula G is your woman to get this voiceover thing going. If you have commercials, infomercials, you have artists that you want to display with a quality voiceover, make sure you look up Paula G Voice at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, we added to her portfolio, if you are a business owner, training is even the more going online. We know that AI is out there, but you want to work with someone someone who personally cares about your business and your investment. Look Paula G up. We also have to give a great big shout out to DJ G Will, the Beyond the Fence DJ. G Weezy is what I call him. If you are in the Knoxville or surrounding areas and you are looking for a DJ, make sure you look up DJ G Will at beyondthefence1@gmail.com. That's BEYONDAFENCE1@gmail.com. You can also look him up at Beyond the Fence ENT on Facebook. Also, last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. Listen, if you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, Let's Talk Business. You guys, over the last couple of weeks, we have had some amazing testimonials from people that we are meeting, clients that are coming on board. And guess what? We have some phenomenal information that is going to come to you guys. I'm excited to share, but I can't do it right now. But make sure you connect with us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group, also on YouTube for business tips at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. And if you are interested in any workshop, training, development, employee engagement, reaching to us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. I promise you, you are going to get a return on your investment, and you're going to be happy for making the decision to talk with us. Coach David, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And shout out to all our sponsors. Thanks for that, Coach Shay. All right, if you're just now tuning in, we are talking about the power of manifestation. That's right. The power of manifestation. This second half, we want to encourage you and really give you tips on how to actually fulfill what you desire when it comes to your life. So when it comes to the power of manifestation, and if you really want to live a better life, that is why it's important when you get up in the morning, You pray with faith, with trusting, and believing. Now, I always say this. God is not a genie. So if you're praying to the genie, just making a wish, you call it a prayer, but you're really making a wish because you're just begging. God do this, God do that, God do this, please be my enabler, God. Well, you're going to be sadly mistaken if you're praying for God to enable you and you're not putting no work in. You are sadly mistaken. But when you pray without ceasing, you pray with faith, and you pray with every intent to go forth and understand that what you prayed is actually possible. When you believe it's actually possible, it's going to manifest itself. And I'm talking about when you say it and you walk it every day, every second, every minute. You got to believe and trust and think that way. And your belief will start turning into knowing. You start thinking you can and start knowing you can. You start believing you can and start knowing you can. Because what you know will start manifesting, because when you start knowing, understand, it's going to give you that confidence. So you're not going to talk in disbelief, expecting a good outcome. Those are the people that say, they're going to tell you, hope for the best and expect the worst. That's not faith at all. If you're going to hope for the best, you're supposed to expect the best. And when you, the only way you can receive that best is when you trust and believe it with confidence. I always say, man, my life is amazing. My life is great. I really believe that wholeheartedly, and I'm not going to allow nobody to tell me my life is not great. And that's what I That's why my life is so great. The more I say it, the greater my life gets. I want to encourage you to understand your value and how great your life can be according to your vision. Coach A?
Yes, sir. So I'm actually, in my notes, have kind of the same thing, but I want to say manifestation is not magic. So you can't try to manifest change on people. You can't try to manifest, you know, when we're talking about manifestation, this all has to do with us, you, the individual. So manifestation in its healthy form is really you putting your thoughts to the forefront of things that you want to see happen for yourself. People can manifest it by saying certain things like, I want to be a better parent. I want to be a better spouse. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better son. I want to be a better father. You know, it's certain things like that. Like Coach David said, I want a better job. Tommy Two Toes, I have to say that you were saying about, you know, your playing with your doctor about the child having legs. You know, it's like, what if the child didn't have legs? And the mother was like, I want to manifest my child having legs. So there's a healthy way of manifestation and there's an unhealthy manifestation. Coach David, you had mentioned something in the earlier part of the show. You said don't be shocked when people do something that you know or you consider that manifestation. I want to go back to what I was saying before about certain behaviors. Tommy Two Toes is a comedian. So when we're out and we're all enjoying ourselves, we expect for Tommy Two Toes to say a joke. And so something happens, I might look at Tommy Two Toes and be like, I knew you were going to do that. That's not the power of manifestation. That's just knowing that person's behavior by being around him for so long. We just know he's going to crack a joke. Power of manifestation, good or bad, again, Tommy Two Toes is going to be late. He probably going to trip and fall. He's not speaking those things over you, Tommy Two Toes. But again, saying something that does not align in a healthy way or in a very, very healthy way. There's plenty of times as artists we go to an event and we have a habit of saying, everybody's going to make it on time. Everybody's going to make it on time. We're supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. We're going to make it on time. And 9 times out of 10, everybody's going to make it on time. We think somebody's going to be late. They're going to be there on time. Power of manifestation. So there's some healthy ways to manifest and there's some unhealthy ways. And so here's what I want to share with everyone. You cannot change. You cannot use manifestation as magic. You cannot. You can't change people. You can't change situations. You can only change how you operate within that situation. You can manifest, I'm going to have great thoughts about this. Coach David said it already. He says, I have a great life. That's what his manifestation is. Somebody else might feel like they don't, but you can say the same thing Coach David says even though you don't see it. You don't see it, so you can definitely say, I have a great life. I'm a powerful individual. That doesn't take away the credit from God because you're saying you are a powerful individual. You can say you're an intelligent individual. It's all about what you speak over yourself. And so I wanted to say that tonight, that there's a healthy way of doing it and there's a healthy way of manifesting and there is definitely an unhealthy way of doing it. When you're manifesting at times when it's about other people, you're basically setting yourself up for failure. I think, I don't know if Coach David said this already, but if you are attempting to do it and it doesn't happen, ultimately we feel like a failure. That goes back to, I'm going to grow wings. You're not going to grow wings. So don't say that every day and then get upset that you just didn't grow wings. And so when I come back, right, I'm going to really talk to you guys about how to begin these thoughts of effective manifestation. Tommy Two Toes?
Yeah, I'm starting to think I might be an habitual negative manifester because I, you know, am my biggest critic. And, you know, I'm like, when I do something, you know, incorrectly, the first thing usually comes out of my mouth is, I'm a knucklehead. And then I start keep making knucklehead decisions. You know what I mean? So I'm going to start changing my words around because apparently I'm kind of setting myself up for failure.
Yeah.
You know, yes. I need to cut that out. Cut it out immediately.
That takes a lot for you to say that. And that's what we love about this show. You know, we all come up here transparent, being ourselves, you know, recognizing that we do have imperfection and we have flaws. And the only reason why we have imperfections is because other people call it imperfections. Like, somebody might, like the Bible say, if I come into your house and I'm a vegetarian, you are aware I'm a vegetarian. But if I come into your house and you feed me meat, and it may be the most expensive meat in the world, it might be the best meat on the planet, it's not going to do me no well if, you know, it's not going to do me good if I'm a vegetarian. You didn't make a wise decision based on that person. So it's all about making good decisions as well when you are manifesting. Like Coach Jay was saying, that you can't use it as sorcery. Think you're going to change people with it. So you got to get to a point to where the manifestation is, your focus must be where you really want it to go in life. You got to write your vision in real life and make it plain. You got to see a future. If you can't foresee your future, then how can you go and pursue it and conquer it if you can't see it? And a lot of times we allow life that's around us just distract us. That's when you say, peace be still. Because that represents, you know, when Jesus walked on the water and they was like, man, who is that? And he told the sea just to calm down. And they said, who is this man? That's also metaphorically speaking, that's how our mind goes. Our mind waver and our mind panic and we wishy-washy. We all over the place and we can't think and we can't see past go. But if we just peace, be still, get in our prayer closet. And after you pray, you're doing all the talking, sit down and collect thoughts. And that's when meditation comes through. And when you think about that meditation, you think about all the great things that you want to do. You think about your future. And when you think about your future, you go towards that future. And you 100% believe you can. You trust you can. Because you know you can. And when you know you can, you're going to go after it with the utmost confidence, and you're going to talk about it. And then when you talk about it and you think it, you're going to be about it. And everything that you really desire is going to come up. And I'm not talking about selfishly desires. Selfish desires, everything lines up when it's in righteousness. Everything lines up when it's in righteousness to the best of your ability. Everyone is not going to agree with your righteousness, but your intent within is going to line up with what God has for you. We're one with God. You are God, I am God, God is us. We are one with this planet. We are one with air. We are one with water. We are one. We are created in God's image and God's likeness. If we want to manifest it in righteousness, it's going to happen. That's when you're in your God consciousness. But if you're in your devil consciousness, you're not going to believe. You're not going to trust. You're not going to get the great information. So only negativity going to come out your mouth. And guess what? Your life is going to spiral down. Or you're going to stay at ground level because you're in your devil-conscious state of mind. Ye old little faith. But when you trust and believe that God created you to be exactly who God created you to be, which is his image and his likeness, and you have these abilities, and that confidence is going to grow, and you say, you know what, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be this powerful. And people should be blessed through that power. And that's my closing. Crochet?
Yes, sir. And I definitely agree with that. I just wanted to give some pointers of those who might be listening tonight and just say, well, how do I do that? How do I begin to start operating? You can say certain things to yourself like, I'm just going to be a better self every day. I'm going to open my mind to new things. I'm going to open my mind to creativity. And I don't want the spiritual, you know, just kind of those Bible thumpers to go out like, you don't open your mind up to everything. No, you don't. Open it up with reason. You can't close it to everything either, or you're not going to be, that's not even wise. So allowing yourself to be able to, Coach David and I have talked to a number of people, even in our spiritual coaching sessions, who have closed their minds even to thinking, thinking new things of a healthy life, and are in the same positions that they were in when we met them because they refuse to open their minds. They refuse to be in a better position in life, just stuck. So the power of manifestation, you can affirm good things over your mind, healthy things over your mind. I want to be a better person every day. That turns from I want to be to I will be. The power of manifestation. I want to be says I'm no longer accountable or I'm not responsible for my change. But I will be says I'm going to do everything it takes for me to be disciplined. I want to treat people better. You can say I want to treat people better. You can say I will treat people better. The power of manifestation can really operate even in the lack of a situation. If you are an angry individual, I don't want to be angry anymore, but your manifestation is I will control my anger. That is manifestation, discipline. I will control my anger. If you're not good at doing something, like you want to learn how to ride a bike, I'm going to do this. So it's really about changing how you see things, changing how you say things. You can go from I want to I will. That is the power of manifestation. Tommy Tuto?
Basically, I wanted to say you need to first make sure you talk it and walk it until you see it. Basically meaning keep repeating the positive thoughts. And as you move around the world and, you know, in your everyday life, know that it's going to happen. Believe that it's going to happen. And then when it does, do something positive with it. That's my closing.
Yes, sir. So with that being said, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. Y'all know how we do it every Sunday. We love to educate you. We love to have fun. But we want you to actually change your lifestyle. We want you to elevate your thinking. We want you to be like they say in the Army. We want you to be all you can be. We love you that much. We care for you that much. You guys go to the Beyond the Radio Facebook page. If you want to be a member on the page, you get an opportunity to share. You can also put your things on there. We will promote it if it's something that's worth promoting, something, you know, unselfishly. You know, come on to the page, share your stuff. Put your business. You have a business, put it on there. But do tune in, they do look at it. You have something that you want to be able to be a blessing to people, put it up there on the Beyond Radio Facebook page. Also, Beyond Defense IG, and also Facebook page. And shout out to all the Beyond Defense artists. We love everyone. We greatly appreciate it. And shout out to you listeners. Definitely shout out to you listeners. We definitely appreciate you. We do not take it for granted. We're so grateful. We're manifesting that you are going to have a spectacular year. We're manifesting that in your life.
We're going to trust and believe it, and we want you to trust and believe it and execute. You're going to start knowing. So with that being said, we see you guys next week. Y'all tune in right here on Elation. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. And shout out to Beyond the Radio. Shout out to Coach Shay Samuels and your comedian, Tommy Two Toes, and me, Coach David Bennett. Hey, so where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
David Bennett. DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True, too.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to inform, since I already proved it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree, if the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't fall on the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking structures in my life do need it. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a loser, I say that I'm in it. I'm independent, my life was a cheater. That's right, I'm always loyal. Receiving for Colorado, I'll still receive. But never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. Lose the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by She Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm muscle they use it. Bruiser to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert through the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleeping time, define our band and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch.
Everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile, just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence. What was this one? I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battlefield, fire our blast. That Judas for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears when I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shut.
We are.